Welcome to Saints Alive, where we take you with us as we meet God's most heroic followers. The saints were just ordinary boys and girls who allowed God's love to transform them into real-life superheroes. Their love for God changed our world. Did you know that God has sent you here to become a saint? It's up to you to choose love over fear, to be courageous, faithful, and kind. The choice to become a saint won't be easy, but it will be worth it. So listen closely and open your hearts. These real-life tales of the saints from the past may just inspire you how to live your story. Let's go on this adventure together. Now, let's jump into our first story. It's one of my favorites. Long ago, in the coastal land of Patara, which is now known as Greece, there was a boy who had great faith in God. His name was Nicholas, and his love for the Lord led him on one of the greatest adventures of all time. Because Saint Nicholas lived so long ago, we don't know much about his life for certain. The story you'll hear today was inspired by tales and legends passed down for hundreds of years. What we do know is that Saint Nicholas was always ready to serve the Lord, whether life felt like a walk on the beach or a storm at sea. Speaking of stormy seas, today we'll hear how Nicholas calmed raging waves and saved a city from despair. But I'm getting ahead of myself. Pull up a chair and listen closely. This is the tale of Saint Nicholas like you've never heard it before. It begins, like all good stories, with the love of a family.
Wait up, Dad!
Hurry up, Nicholas. The ocean has a will of its own, and right now, it wants to fill these nets with fish.
Mom's not gonna believe how many we catch.
We'll have to see. And Nicholas, today's a special day. I'm counting on you to pull up the sails by yourself. You think you're ready to take it on?
Well, I'm ready, Dad. I've got arms of steel.
Haha, that's my boy. Now push us off from that dock, and here we go. Sailing out of the harbor, Nicholas squinted into the bright sunlight as it sparkled off the ocean. A warm breeze swept across his face. Before long, they were out into deep waters, their city just a speck behind them, and they began to cast their nets.
Whoa! Yes! I did it! I did it, Dad!
I got some too! I think we've hit the jackpot. Let's pull him up!
I've never seen someone fish in my life!
Well, now you have. I knew I could count on you to help me out today. Well, I think it's time to head back to shore with this heavy load. Bring up the anchor, Nicholas. Young Nicholas and his dad smiled as they veered back toward dry land. They loved this time together. And though the hard work left them both tired, it was a happy sort of tired. Before long, they reached the busy docks where dozens of other fishermen were unloading bushels of fish from the day.
Hey, Dad, can I carry the nets?
Not this time. Even with those guns of steel, you aren't quite ready yet.
Dad. Hey, Dad. You're going the wrong way. Wait, where are we going?
We're going to give some of this to the villagers who need it.
But, Dad, we spent all day out there to catch these. They're ours. Plus, I want to show Mom.
We didn't need to fish today, but we were able to. Some people have to fish to survive. Nicholas, do you remember what the Bible said about not letting your left hand know what your right hand is doing?
Oh yeah, I learned my left and right ages ago. Wait, what?
Jesus said, when you give to the poor, you shouldn't let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. He wants your giving to be secret, and promises that even though no one else sees it, he will.
So, basically, God wants us to be secret spies doing good for others?
Exactly. Secret agents for the Lord.
Whoa. So we're on a mission right now?
Oh, you bet we are.
As the sun grew low in the sky, the pair walked side by side through the weaving back roads of the city. Nicholas recognized the aging and weary faces of the beggars slumped on the steps of the cathedral he visited every Sunday.
Theophanes, You're always so generous. Ah, young boy. I don't know what we'd do without your father.
Everything I have is a gift from God. It's not me, but the Lord who provides. God bless you.
Well, how are my favorite fishermen?
Empty nets, but full hearts.
Well, then I can't complain. Nicholas, why don't you go wash up? I made your favorite snack, cookies.
But Dad, we did.
You heard your mom. Go wash up. And Nicholas, remember, God wants us to give in secret.
Oh, right. I almost forgot. Secret mission. Da-da-da-da!
Nicholas came to know the love of God and the joy in giving from his parents. But when he was still young, a plague swept through the city and his parents became very sick and died. Nicholas was left with a large fortune. He found true joy in loving God and decided to give his life to the church by becoming a priest. Nicholas spent his days giving away all that he had and serving those in need. Fifteen years later, Father Nicholas walked the same streets he grew up on, but everything was different. The Roman Empire had overtaken his city, and the people of Patara were being persecuted. Everyone was suffering, and many were sick and starving.
God bless you. God be with you.
Father! Excuse me, Father Nicholas?
Ah, Atticus, so good to see you. How are the seas?
Rough, Father. My men and I are working overtime for next to nothing, and we're set to leave tomorrow to deliver grain to Myra.
Well, you know I wouldn't ask if it weren't necessary. But would it be possible for you to spare some grain? So many of the villagers are starving and winter's on the way.
Oh, I wish I could, Father, but the grain belongs to the Emperor, and I've been warned that if a single grain goes missing, it will cost me and my crew our lives. I'm sorry.
I see. Well, you better leave now. It looks like a bad storm is on the way. I'm praying for you, Atticus.
Yes, that's why I'm here. Father, can you bless our journey and ask God for a safe passage? We haven't seen a storm like this in a long time.
Oh, of course. God, please be with these men. Guard them and protect them through the storm. Keep the boat strong.
As it turns out, the storm was even worse than they expected. Atticus's boat had been through many storms, but nothing like this. The boat was tossed and thrown with each wave, pummeling the boat one after another. They had been caught in the storm for hours, spinning in circles. Water flooded the deck. The crew was panicked.
Atticus, what do? We're taking on too much water. We're not gonna make it.
We have to. Pull that sail tight. We're spinning in place. Whoa, dude. These waves are radical.
Tanner, this is not the time to be thinking about surfing.
Right on, bro. You lead, I follow.
Nothing's working. Atticus, watch out. The lines are snapping.
Man, hold tight. God, please help us. Please, Jesus. I'm begging you to save my crew.
Just when all seemed lost, a flash of lightning hit the side of the boat. And in the same moment, the crew saw through the flash of lightning a man who had appeared on the boat. He was tall and strong, drenched in water that was up to his knees, and somehow he was pulling up the sail with his bare hands.
Atticus! Who is that? He's pulling the sail back up by himself! It's not possible!
Father Nicholas?
Atticus, get your men to study the mast braces! We need a strong heading to break through this storm!
Father, how did you get here? It's hopeless! We're not gonna make it!
Take courage! Do not be afraid!
Listen to whatever he tells you!
Hold the sail tight, keep the rudder straight, and work on my count. One, two, three! Be still!
waves go. I don't believe it. We're alive! And home is straight ahead! Father Nicholas, how did you... Father Nicholas?
He's gone!
Hey, where'd that jacked priest guy go?
The crew felt shaken and weary, but relieved to have survived the storm. As much as they longed for a break, they had to set sail quickly for Patara to make repairs. They were running out of time.
Alright, men, let's stop this boat, make quick repairs, and head back out before it's too late.
Leaving already?
Father Nicholas, I don't understand, you were just...
It wasn't me, but God who saved you.
I owe you my life. I am forever indebted to you.
I only ask one thing. The city of Patara is starving. Please, leave behind 20 bags of grain, and I give you my word. Not a single grain will be missing upon your arrival in Myra.
They count the grain, Father. They'll kill us if they know 20 bags are missing.
I'll come with you, and personally keep my promise.
All right, Father, you never break a promise. Let's hope for smoother sailing. Men, raise the sails. Leave behind 20 bags of grain.
Atticus, this is madness.
You heard me. Leave the 20 bags. Father Nicholas, welcome aboard.
Meanwhile, the church in the city of Myra was in turmoil. They had lost their bishop and were unable to agree upon a worthy replacement. After weeks of debate, one councilman had a dream that the next priest to step foot in the city would become bishop. So, they waited.
All right, Atticus, here's the last bag of grain.
You're lucky. You're late, but you have all the grain. I expect the same amount next month on time.
I can't believe it. There's 50 bags of grain. 50 bags of grain!
How is that possible?
Wait, I'm not great with numbers, but this isn't adding up. So 50 minus 20 is still 50? Radical.
I can't believe I'm saying this, but... Let's go home, boys! Woo! Father, aren't you coming?
I don't think so. I feel a pull to stay, but I don't know why.
Well, God be with you, Father.
Just at that moment, the council member who had dreamt of the new bishop was on his morning walk and happened to overhear the conversation.
Wait, Father? I'm sorry to interrupt, but are you a priest?
I am.
Oh my! Well, then you aren't just a priest anymore. Welcome, Bishop of Myra. We've been waiting for you.
And this was just the beginning. What will Nicholas do next? Come listen to the rest of his story next week and hear how this heroic man became the great Saint Nicholas. Saint Nicholas was always thinking of others, especially those in need. What are ways that you can help others? How can you be a spy for the Lord? Is there someone you can help in secret this week? Maybe you could help your mom wrap presents, or clean up your brother's or sister's toys. Or maybe it's a little prayer for someone who looks like they might need it. Giving in secret always makes God smile and gives us a deep joy knowing that we are doing good and helping others. Thank you so much for listening to Saints Alive. If you liked this podcast, check out our website for resources, discussion questions, and more. And make sure to subscribe and follow along on social media to let us know what you think and spread the word to your friends and family. We have loved creating this podcast and need your help to keep it going. Check out our website at www.saintsalivepodcast.com for ways to donate and get involved. Thank you for your support.